Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. Europe is unable to decide regarding glyphosate. After a sixth meeting in Brussels today to decide whether to extend the license of the controversial herbicide, which is also potentially carcinogenic, the European Commission has proposed a prolonged review after 5 years, a proposal which was rejected for lack of a majority. Only 14 countries voted, with 9 voting against, including France, which would like to grant only a 3-year extension. France has held good, assures Nicolas Hulot, Minister of Ecological Transition. The European Commission should meet next month, especially as time is running out, with the glyphosate license expiring on December 15th. The Islamic State no longer controls any cities in Syria, affirms the army of the regime this evening, after liberations of Raqqa and more recently Bukamal. For President Emmanuel Macron, currently in Abu Dhabi, the military fight against Daesh is about to be won, but not the one against terrorism. An air of déjà vu. Harvey Weinstein, the producer who has become a Hollywood pariah after accusations of rape and sexual assault against several actresses, has chosen Benjamin Braffman to defend him. The lawyer is famous for defending, among others, Dominique Strauss-Kahn in the case of the Sofitel Hotel in New York. After the Christmas market on the Champs-Élysées, the mayor of Paris no longer wants the Ferris wheel at the Place de la Concorde. Anne Hidalgo has offered assurances that the two have no link, though both attractions are run by Marcel Compion, nicknamed the King of Fairgrounds, who launched snail operations on the Paris Périphérique at the beginning of the week. And better days for the writer Yannick Aynal, who is a finalist for the Goncourt Award. The writer has won the Medici Prize today for his novel Tiens ferme ta couronne. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.